Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has upon the people of Iman, upon the believers, Allah ta'ala has given to them a very simple form of worship, ibadah. Just as Allah ta'ala has given the hukum, the order for salah, that establish salah and keep the fasts and give zakat, the compulsory charity, and perform the hajj. In the same way, there's a very simple ibadah form of worship that Allah ta'ala has given to us, insan, and that is to do the shukr of Allah. Allah ta'ala says to do my shukr is a very big ibadah, very big worship, and it is the mercy and blessings of Allah upon us, the human beings. Allah ta'ala has given insan, us individuals, this ibadah of doing the shukr of Allah. But shaitan has put the veils, the curtains across our hearts, due to which insan, the human being, he is lost and devoid of ibadah, of worship. And due to being devoid of worship, of this ibadah, of this special ibadah, he's gone into loss, into nuqsan. And every situation and step and corner and turn of life, he's got loss due to shaitan and due to the negatives. And this ibadah is very simple. Just as simple it is beautiful and haseen and elegant. And with regards to reward, this ibadah is very great indeed. This ibadah, doing the shukr of Allah, is such, the status of ibadah, this ibadah of doing the shukr of Allah, is that as soon as you do this ibadah, that time, that moment, Allah Ta'ala announces the reward. That this ibadah is accepted upon accepted. And not just this, rather further, the hal you are in, the condition you are in at that time when you do this ibadah, Allah will elevate your hal, your condition. Yeah? Allah Ta'ala will elevate your appearance. Allah Ta'ala will elevate your life and your conditions. But even despite having this, we complain. قَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عَبَادِهِ الشُّكُورِ. But even then, Allah Ta'ala said that I have favored you so much, I've given you great ibadah. But there are very few people in the world who will do my shukr, Allah Ta'ala says. And this is the reality, this is truth. Me, you, we are all sitting here. There are big people. At the time of shukr, they scarper, they run. When they get food, chapatis, they eat. They want big things in the dunya. And when it's time to do shukr of Allah, they run away. This is injustice. From morning till night, we have Allah's ni'mas, rewards, gifts. We eat, we look, we have everything. But our hal is such that when it's time for shukr, to do Allah's shukr, then Allah Ta'ala's servant, Allah Ta'ala's human being he created, he runs away. Allah Ta'ala said, look what kind of people they are. Allah Ta'ala himself has said that these people they deny. This is such a beautiful ibadah that the prophets preferred and held this ibadah as beloved. And Hazrat Idris alayhi salam, when he was given the good news about maghfirah, then he said to Allah, Allah, give me some more life. Allah Ta'ala said, Idris, what will you do with more life, extension of life? Why do you want to stay alive more? And then he didn't say anything, he just gave one answer. That Mawla, my Lord, I need a bit more life just for one thing, one ibadah, that I can keep on doing your shukr. I can keep on doing your shukr, Allah. What a great statement. What a great request. Imagine his enjoyment in this ibadah. If only we did this ibadah, then we know about food, how much taste. And if I talk about sweets and mitai, and when, you don't know then, but when you put that mitai to your lips and teeth and mouth, you say, ah, enjoyment. And we will know the taste of sugar when we start to do the sugar. As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, she was asked a question, Umma Aisha, O Mother Aisha, O Mother of the Believers. Beautiful question. In the hadith it's stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what practice or action did he hold as most beloved, as the highest elevated? And she was being asked, Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, because she was closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the person who asked the questioner, he asked a unique question, and he wanted to know, he wanted to ask because he knew that Hazrat Aisha, direct, let's go. She will give us, open the secrets and give us the answer about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the niyyah, the intention of asking the question, he was a sahabi, a companion, and the person who was given the answer was a great personality. So the question and the answer, the maqsad, the objective was one, that until the day of judgment, this question will continue to be recited and repeated again, and the answer will benefit the ummah. There was no other reason for this. Otherwise, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqah could have given the answer, I don't know. Or, you know, I can't tell you, it's a secret. But she was given the order that every action of mine, O Aisha, distribute, disseminate and share with the ummah. So she shared this answer. And she, radiallahu anha, said that first you tell me upon this question, that this question you're asking me, which practice, amal, which deed, which amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which habit was not beloved and great. Everything of his was great. Every action of his was beautiful and elegant. What can I tell you? Then she was silent for a while. Then she said that one night it happened that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and when we went to sleep, then while we were sleeping, after a while, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Aisha, give me permission that I can do some ibadah, that I can worship my Lord. Aha. And Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa replied, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reality is this, that your qurb, your nearness is very beloved to me. How can I say to you that depart from here, that go? But on the other side, how can I leave your desire? I give the sacrifice of your company so that you can fulfill your desire. So I prefer that you please fulfill your desire of doing some ibadah. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up from the bed and got separate, and then he did wudu from the pot, from the water pot, and Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa watched from the bedside. And then after doing wudu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was immersed in the ibadah of Allah, the worship. She said, I saw that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing in prayer, in salah, and from his eyes, just like the pearls, the tears were dropping, and they were falling onto his chest. Aha, when he went into ruku, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those tears would drop in the same way from his eyes. When he went into prostration, he was sobbing, he was crying. All night, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said that Rasulullah sallam passed the night like this, to this extent that Hazrat Bilal gave the adhan of Fajr. It was that long, the ibadah. And she said, then I got up and I said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my heart split. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, when she saw this condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she had love and regard for her husband. And she said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much struggle and striving and effort, for which reason? What sin have you got on your head that you are asking for forgiveness? You have not done no sin. Why did you do so much ibadah and you struggled and strived through the night and you've got tired? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, O Aisha, yes, you are saying the correct thing, but should I not be the grateful servant of my Lord for what He has given to me? So this was the ibadah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was implementing. Shukr, how dear it must have been to his heart and all of the elder anbiya, sallallahu wasallam, who came before him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a Musa alayhi salam. It was his time, and I'm talking about the prophets now. Even the stones had awareness. Even the rocks, we may not have awareness in our hearts, but the rocks recognized what is shukr. And what do you get for doing shukr to Allah? Every deed and ibadah, Allah gives a reward. So will there not be a reward for doing shukr of Allah? Of course there will be. Allahu Akbar. So once Hazrat Musa alayhi salam went past a stone, a rock, and the stone, water was coming out of the stone. And the Nabi, he recognizes, he went close to the stone, and the stone was given the power by Allah. And he said, Oh Nabi, oh Prophet, why are you looking at me? I'm crying. And Musa alayhi salam said, why are you crying, oh stone, oh rock? What's the reason? He said, you, Musa alayhi salam, you're going to see Allah, so please give a request from me to Allah. I have heard, said the rock, that Allah, in Jahannam, in hellfire, the fuel for the hellfire will be humans and rocks and stones. And I'm crying that I'm going to burn. Am I going to burn in hellfire and be the fuel for hellfire? Allah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam heard this. He said, okay, I'll do dua for you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he did dua for the stone, the rock. He did dua to Allah for the rock, for the stone. Then he passed by that stone, the same rock again. Allah ta'ala said in reply, that I will free this rock, this stone from hellfire. Good news, O stone, O rock, you will not burn in a fire. Sometime later, Musa alayhi salam passed the same rock. It was water coming out of the rock. Then Musa alayhi salam said, what's now? What now? Why are you crying still? He said, O Musa, I was crying out of fear before. And now I'm doing Allah's ibadah, worship, and I'm grateful to Allah, and I'm crying to Allah. So brothers, the rock also does ibadah, the stones, the prophets also did ibadah, worshipped. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself did ibadah, worshipped. Why don't we do this ibadah of shukr, become the shakir? Why do we complain to Allah on small things? Why do we criticize? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most, I on the night of Miraj, when I went to the heavens, I saw mostly women in hellfire, more women than men. There were more women in hellfire. The reason? The reason was this. One, because their sin was one unique sin, and they are ungrateful, the women. On the tip of their tongue, they have ungratefulness. On the tips of their tongues, they complain, they cry, they complain. But Allah Ta'ala said that you can be a shakir every second of your life. £5, if my takings are less at the end of the day from my business, I start crying, oh Allah, my takings are low. If I don't have something at home, oh, I've not eaten nothing today, we've got no food at home, little bit of pain, oh man, it's destroyed my life, oh my business, or something's gone down. Oh, if I'm driving my car, the puncture, oh man, problems all the time. Why is my car always issues with my car? Everything stopped, my business is stopped today because my car's broken and at home. Allahu Akbar, what sketch shall I draw? Everyone knows what happens at home and the games that happen at home. So brothers, what sort of issue is this? That we say that today we've got issues, we're tight, we've got problems and depression, anxiety. Let's pay attention that why is this the case? Why is this the case? Why do we have these problems? Have we ever analyzed deen in depth? Have we ever thought what are the reasons for our problems? We run to technology, solutions. There's fighting at home because I haven't bought certain things for the family, or my child is disobedient. The reason for this is this. All of the reasons for our problems are because we don't worship Allah. Remember this. There's only one reason. It's not just salah. When we are free from salah, we think we have done everything. Allah Ta'ala has said, in one breath I want you to do ibadah from every breath of your life. And amanu is not a small statement. Allah says in the Quran, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah hasn't just said it like this. The Quran says this. Many places, and this Quran will continue till Qiyamah and after Qiyamah and after the Day of Judgment. This is the Kalam of Allah. This is the Kalam of Allah. The words of Allah. Allah is saying in this Kalam, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Oh, you who believe. Allah says, I've given you belief. And you think you're just free to pray 5 times a day and do what you want after that? It's your choice. Oh, let's play Gulli Danda. You know Gulli Danda? Yeah. Just keep playing that all day, all night, and I'm free. And he's walking in the streets. Oh, I'm just going to pray 5 times a day, 20 minutes, and I'm free for the rest of the day. Allah's given you such a great gift, iman, belief. And you think living life in this world is easy? That's why we fail. That's why for small things, we start trembling and shaking. 10 years, 6 years, everyone should have this many clothes. That even after dying, we've got clothes for 6, 10 years. Even if you distribute them to the people of the world, so many clothes, so much inheritance. Money is in our homes, in our savings. A little bit of illness comes, oh, start complaining and crying. My friends, there's no shifa in the world for illness. There's no shifa cure in the hospitals. There's no shifa cure in the tablets. Shifa will be given the cure the way Allah Ta'ala has prescribed. Think. We don't do ibadah. We don't worship. Allah has given us such an easy ibadah. Doing shukr to Allah. And being ungrateful. Allah says nothing. Why are you ungrateful? Allah says such a cheap action, being ungrateful. Allah says problems come from me. The difficulties, they come from Allah. Even on the difficulties, we should be happy and give shukr to Allah. Everyone does shukr in the world for money. As soon as they got £50 in pocket, oh Allah shukr, oh big house, oh Allah shukr, oh nice new car, oh Allah shukr, I have a son born to my family, oh Allah shukr. Everyone does shukr when we're happy. But the beautiful enjoyment in shukr is when difficulties have come, illness, problems, Allah, your shukr, I'm happy. Oh Allah, I'm grateful to you. What's the hikmah in this? What's the wisdom in what I've just said? That when you have problems and difficulties, that you are grateful to Allah. Why? Because when you have issues and problems and you are shukr, you do shukr to Allah, then you attach yourself to Allah. And He thinks that Allah, I'm your beloved servant. Allah, you want to save me from Jahannam. Already in the Quran, you've addressed me as Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu. So you've given me the title of believer, and I will be saved from Jahannam. I'm an ummati. I'm a believer of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've been given a great title by you, O Allah, great status. I am now rightful owner of Shifa, intercession at the pond of Kawthar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am now the rightful owner of being able to drink the water from his blessed hands. O Allah, you have called me Amanu. So think here for a few seconds now. The illness has come in my life, the problems, the depressions, the anxieties. What's the reason for this? That suddenly I've got problems, I've got a pain, or I've got the sack, I've been given notice at work, all the A to Z that happens in the world every day, people have lives and issues. Why should I cry and complain? That, how do I do shukr then on these things? You're saying to me, I'm weird by saying that we should do shukr on our problems. But there's a hikmah behind this. That when Allah gives us problems and difficulties and depressions, this is Allah's hikmah, Allah's wisdom that He's given us these issues. Allah's hikmah, Allah's wisdom is hidden within our problems. Allah is the hakim and His hikmat, He knows best. And Allah, I know that your hikmat is the best. And I've got problems and difficulties. This is your hikmah, Allah. I am shukr to you. I'm the shakir with you, Allah. I do your shukr, Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala said that this is such an ibadah, being the shakir, you should never be devoid of my shukr, Allah Ta'ala says. Never be lost or devoid of my shukr. Allah Ta'ala said you have to every day practice my shukr. And here this ibadah, Allah Ta'ala, Allah says it doesn't take long to be my shakir. Praying salah is a big ibadah. MashaAllah, how do you know that what will happen? What will happen with your salah? Will it be accepted? And 5 minutes we finish salah quickly. Get it out of the way. And after praying salah, We destroy our salah straight away. It takes 5, 10, 15 minutes, we pray. And then we start lying, backbiting, slandering after salah. The women, they spread fitna, fasad, quarreling. MashaAllah, in our homes, we have big, big things. We start pressing the buttons and they start playing and the game starts moving, or the things people start looking at and they think they've prayed just now. Now we can do what we want. They, just 2, 5, 10 minutes after ibadah, they start the fitna of the dunya. Then they say, I pray, I do this, I do this. I don't know why Allah Ta'ala, on which point Allah has given me a punishment in this world. Allahu Akbar, such complaints come out of the mouth after the lips. What shukr is this? Tell me. Look at our condition. Let's look at our halat, our condition, our scenario. Which hal am I in? Which hal are we in today? That Allah Ta'ala says that if problems come to you and you complain and criticize, Allah Ta'ala, it's His favor upon us, big favor of Allah, that whatever befalls us in our life, we should be the shakireen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the pious predecessors have stated, and I can give you many proofs and many narrations and many, but when I start speaking, then alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, then it continues and it continues. But I have to control myself today, otherwise time is of the essence. The pious predecessors have said that the shukr, you do shukr for the good things, and also do shukr for everything that comes your way, whether you think it's negative or positive. Do shukr on everything. That Allah, I am so grateful to you, Allah, that you've given me the opportunity to be grateful to you. Aha. Allah Akbar, as I said, when the sweet talk starts, when I start talking. So why? This is that secret behind the secret. I'm telling you, I've asked a question, I'm giving the answer. That before you start to even do the shukr to Allah, say, Allah, I am doing your shukr, Allah, for giving me the ability to do your shukr. So you should be the grateful person for being given the opportunity to be grateful to Allah. So you should be grateful for this. So the first shukr was for ibadah that Allah has given to us. The first shukr, being grateful, because being a shakir, being grateful to Allah, is ibadah. And the second shukr is that you do shukr to Allah for being able to do that ibadah. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said, La azidanakum wa la shakartum. Allah Ta'ala says, Shakartum wa la azidanakum. That when you start to be grateful to on anything that I've given to you, on any ibadah that you do, worship, Allah Ta'ala has not said a certain limit. Allah says, after salah, you become like this. So Allah Ta'ala has put conditions for salah, for namaz. Is this not the case for acceptance of salah? May Allah Ta'ala accept all of our broken salah from our lives. We are standing on Allah Ta'ala's, at the base of Allah Ta'ala's mercy and blessings. Where are we able, how can we be able to praise salah and fulfill the haqq of salah? But we should try it. I'm standing in front of the Rabb, the Lord. So you don't give up. You should keep trying and striving. So, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He has given us the ability to practice and worship in the world and all the things Allah Ta'ala has given to us. We should be the shakir for these. We should be grateful for these. But before we are grateful for these things, whether they're positive or negative problems or good things, Allah says before that, you should be grateful for being given the opportunity to do the shukr of Allah, to be grateful to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, when you do my shukr, then I increase, I multiply Then Allah Ta'ala said, today you remembered me this much, you were shakir, you did my shukr, you were grateful, tomorrow I'll increase that. And after that I will increase that. Allah Ta'ala says, I like this so much that insan who I'm giving this ni'mah, he's accepting my favor upon him and he's grateful to me. Let's take a dog. You put some bread in front of the dog. Yeah? You put some bread in front of the dog. And how dangerous is the dog? How dangerous is the dog? You know, you see when you go to the park and there are dogs there, they open their mouth and their tongue's hanging down and it comes close to you and you're scared, it's going to cut me, and the dog is looking at you ferociously. And if somebody's next to him, he said, no, get away, get away. And then the owner of the dog, he gives the order to the dog, and the dog puts his head down and bows down. So what's the difference? He's coming to cut me, but the owner, I gave an order because the dog is an obedient servant. And all, why? The reason? Because the owner gave him a piece of bread or some food. So the dog's there, mouth is open, tongue is open, and he wants to grab the other person because the nature of the dog is aggressiveness, he wants to cut. But the owner says, oi, sit down. How dare you do this attack? And he's quiet. He's the obedient dog of the owner. The dog, aggressive. And he's giving the payback, repaying the favor of the food that the owner gave to it. And it's listening. And we, my son this, my daughter this is mine, that is mine, this and that. Subhanallah. Let's look ourselves, that in front of our Rabb, our Lord, how are we? What link do we have with our Rabb, with our Lord? One. Other point I remember, because I've started to speak, alhamdulillah, it's flowing now. I've forgotten the name. A wali of Allah, or was he a sahabi? And he was walking through the streets, and he was present there in a street or an alleyway. And there was an older person sitting there at the time in the street, in the path, sitting there, mashallah. And his children, they were misbehaving, and there was swearing and abusive words. And the wali of Allah passed by. He said, are you not ashamed? Oh, there are pious people in front of you, and you children are running around and you're disrespecting that person. And the children of that time, remember, they were the children of the good days, the good generation. That Hazrat, it's not our fault. How can we be afraid of this person when the fear of Allah has come out of his heart? Then how can we fear this person? Subhanallah. So the older person was sitting there and the children were misbehaving. And today our children are disobedient. The reason our children are disobedient is that from our hearts the fear of Allah has come out. How has the fear of Allah come out? Because in front of them we sit down and we commit the sins. We fraud in front of them. We pick up the phone and say, oh, tell him I'm not home. Tell him I'm not home. When someone rings home, I tell my children, pick up the phone. Say, tell him I'm not home. Small child, young. Somebody I know, 6 years old I think. I know, somebody told me about this, that the phone came home and the child is saying that if he asks about me, then tell him I'm sleeping. Tell him I'm not home. Tell him I'm not home. And he used to look at his father doing this, then he used to say the same on the phone, the little child. So this is the reason that today we complain our children are disobedient and this and that. The reason is that we have no fear of Allah. We have no khawf in our hearts. So what will our children do? They'll lie. They'll say that lying is nothing. And outside, how many dramas I can do? Show myself to be a pious wali of Allah and show. Outside I can show everything. MashaAllah, libas, attire. It hides all of the deficiencies and the sins. But Allah Ta'ala watches everything. Allah sees everything. Then the payback comes. Then the payback comes today. Allah Ta'ala shows the payback. So this is the situation. This gathering, we are sitting here, you are here, I am here. We are gathered, assembled for this reason. So we can do rectification of our deeds. So we can improve our deeds. Allah is so merciful to explain this to us, to make us understand. We haven't come here just to listen. We have to practice on this. And let's promise Allah, after today, we will never complain on any ni'mah you give. Rather, we will be grateful on everything you've. Like Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, when he fell in the well, he was grateful. Allah Ta'ala took him out of the well. When he was sold in the market, he was grateful. Allah Ta'ala gave him this. When he went into jail, he was grateful. So brothers, in every situation in life, even if there's problems, be grateful to Allah. This is a great worship. Great worship for which you get the reward straight away. As soon as you are grateful on any ni'mah of Allah, anything that comes from Allah, then watch what happens. Alhamdulillah. You've eaten food. Allah's given you the ni'mah of food. You ate chapatis, drank water. You stand up. Why? Because you're in a rush. Oh, 6 o'clock, I've got to meet someone, I've got a meeting. Even the phones are ringing during dinner time. Don't know if the food's getting in the nostril or is it getting in the lips, and you've got the phone at the ears. And nowadays you've got the Bluetooth, isn't it? The headset. Oh, I've got to go and get the car, I've got to pick up this time, meet this time. The children are watching. That my father's mad, running after the wealth. He doesn't even know about himself. He said, no, I want to become what you are becoming, Dad. Dad, I want to earn money. I want to make money. From the beginning, you've taught money, money. How will the child study? Will not progress. No, no, Dad, I've watched you, Dad. All the time you're on the phone, you're talking about money and wealth, and there's switches on the stomach, and there's voices coming from your phone, from your headset, and you're hungry, you don't know, you drink someone else's drink, or you eat this food, take from this and that. I'm telling you the truth here. This is every day, this is seen. Witness, what kind of life do we have? We are worse and more mad than the dogs. We are dying. We are dying upon that dunya which is going to die itself. We are dying upon that dunya which is going to die itself. So what was I saying? What were we discussing? The event has come out of my mind that I was saying. I was talking about shukr. We were speaking about shukr. So baral, insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a ni'mah, shukr, to be grateful. Now it's come to my mind. We were talking about food, isn't it? What do? We eat and we stand up and we go. Yes? There's no shukr to Allah, no gratefulness to Allah. Allah ta'ala said that I've given you, how long does it take you? Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amna wa sakana wa ja'alana minal muslimin. The dua. This is shukr, the dua. Here you recite the dua, Allah ta'ala announces that I have forgiven all your sins. All of your sins. For the dua. Tell me. Then the second announcement comes. And this announcement, listen. Me and you should know about this. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from us every ni'mah, He will ask us an account for every ni'mah He gave to us. The sahaba ikram, while they used to eat, they used to leave the food. They started to cry. The big sahaba I'm telling you about. When the good time came to them, when the food came in front of them, they left the food. Eating, they're leaving the food. Abu Huraira is crying. Other sahabi saying, why are you crying? Eat the food. He said, I can't eat. The reason for this is that we have never eaten food like this. We saw that generation that there was no food. And now food has come. And the benefit at that time was there for us. And today now I ask myself a question. How will I repay this favor Allah Ta'ala has given to me? I can't repay the favor. And he's crying. He's crying. Imagine. Tell me every single thing we will have to account for. We eat. We do dua. What happens? Allah, we should teach our children here that the dastakhan's there, the food is there. We don't teach our children. Oh, and there's a tap here and a tap there and the food's here and from there. We throw it back on the plane. We leave the food mat and run off. We've taught this to our children. Look, in the home, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gives such ni'mas, such blessings that you will not be able to control the ni'mas. I swear by Allah, Rabbul Izzat, you will not be able to control and look after the ni'mas Allah will send to you. You'll be fed up of all of the ni'mas Allah will give to you. Allah, stop, you give me too much. You will stop counting the money. You will not be able to count the ni'mas Allah will give you. You know, for example, you know, a dirty thing that's impure, you create a disliking for it. And not enmity, a disliking. Yeah? And you'll say, I don't like this, you dislike something. And you'll start to have that feeling and awareness that today we love dunya. And we'll start disliking that due for the sake of Allah. You know we're running after dunya nowadays. We'll start disliking those things. We'll stop counting the money. We'll forget remembering what we were running after as the money and the wealth. Because Allah Ta'ala says, you've started to do real shukr mind. So when we eat, we do shukr to Allah. We eat food, we're not shukr to Allah, then there's lanat, curse, rizq will stop, shayateen, bad times, everything will come. And Allah Ta'ala says, my fazl, Allah Ta'ala says, will not come. And my displeasure will come. And I will take back what I gave to you. What is Allah doing? Allah will take back from you the go. You are not shakir. Where will you get it from again? So if you are shukr, if you do shukr to Allah, Allah says, first announcement, I forgive you. Second announcement, aha. And whatever you've eaten on the day of judgment, you will not have to give the accounting for this. There will be no accounting for this. For my sake, this is my gift to you, you've eaten. You will not have to answer for the food that you ate. You will not have to answer about all of this. So I say if 60 years we eat like this, we will eat as well, and there will be no accounting for the time that we're sitting and eating. Aha. Otherwise we will realize and we'll have to give accounting. This chicken meat boti that's going into your mouth, where did it come from? How did you earn the money? Where did you get that money from? Where did you earn it from? What did you spend it on? Why did you buy this? Why did you eat this? Why did you not spend on this? A big day is about to come, brothers. A big day is about to come. So, one is, number one, the announcement of forgiveness. Number two is there is no hisab of the food that we eat. And the third announcement, Allah will say, what did you eat today? Allah had chane dal, and I had chapatis, And I felt like I wanted some salad as well, but there was no salad. I couldn't afford it. And I felt like that with the dal, I could have shami kebab. I would have enjoyed myself. And in the dal, if there was some turka and some onions, and alongside that, I wanted some roti with the butter on it. Chopri roti, you call it, you know, with the butter on top of the chapati. But alhamdulillah, I had the dry chapati and I had chane dal and I ate that. And Allah, I'm grateful to you. Allah, I'm so glad and I'm grateful to Allah. It's Khabir and Basir. All of the twajas. And I wanted some sweet dish, gajar, halwa, if it was made. I had the desire, Allah. I had the desire. We're not saying this. We have a desire. Your desires are within you. Inside you and me, we have this. We have a desire, don't we? That I have dal and roti, but if I had this as well, but I couldn't afford it. And the person in front of you said, you should have brought it. I would have cooked it if you had brought it. So Allah's watching. Allah's listening. You are grateful to Allah. Allah says, I forgive you. You are dal and roti. Allah says, you have no accounting. And the third announcement, when you are grateful to me, then I will give you more after this. And Allah says, make a list of the things that, what were the desires inside him? Wanted shami kebab, gajar halwa, roti with the chopri, with the batone, with chutney and yogurt. Allah says, next dish, give him this, he will get this. Subhanallah. So I'm a Rabb. Allah says, I give you more upon your shukr. Lain shakartum. Allah Ta'ala says, and I will increase. Quickly, you're changing your clothes. You quickly throw your old clothes off, put the new clothes on. My friends, this is a big action. Look at those people who are walking around naked in the world. They have no clothes. They're trembling in the cold, in the freezing conditions. If I can give you the names, I can't say anything. Every child, his mother, they are wrapped in one cloth and the child is trembling. And there's snow falling from above and the cold winds. Is this not the case around the world? And there, they don't know. They have nothing. And now what happened a few days ago? In Makkah Murkama, what a storm came yesterday. A storm came. And what happened in that storm? From all four corners, what was the noise? I heard myself. Subhanallah. At that time, it was Shukrava. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. They started dhikr then. You heard that? Yes, they're doing dhikr then. Allah says, if you remembered me in the good times, if you do my dhikr in the good times, then I also do dhikr of that makhluk, that creation. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that you forget me in the good times. Allah says, I forget you. The bad times will come. So this is the situation. We know that Allah is the creator. We have everything, but we forget. And when a jatka comes, when we shake, Allah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Allah says, now you remember me? Now you remember me? So my brothers, remember Allah in the good times. Because the bad times are going to come. But remember Allah in the good times, and Allah will be with us in the bad times. So then after we do Allah shukr, Allah makes a list. You've got clothes on? You've got clothes on, but be careful. Allah's given you clothes. Then you look towards the others who don't have clothes. Stop for a moment. Think, what beautiful clothes Allah's given to you. White, nice cloth. Allah said, fine, do shukr of mine. Be grateful to me for what I've given you, the clothes. But we don't do the kalamats. We don't recite the du'as. That Allah Ta'ala says that, oh, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, the different du'as, alhamdulillah alladhi qasani. Allah Ta'ala says that the du'a that we read, recite. Okay, if you don't know the du'a, then at least say with your tongue, say in Gujarati or Sindhi or your dialect, oh Allah, I'm so grateful to you, Allah, I'm so grateful to you for the clothes that you've given to me. Allah says, Subhanallah, these clothes I gave to you, and you are grateful for these clothes. Straight away the announcement will come, straight away, first and foremost. First and foremost, that the most important thing for us, the announcement will come. Go, your previous and future sins are forgiven. Allah gives the reward straight away. So the clothes Allah has given to you, Allah Ta'ala has allowed you to put those clothes on, Allah has made them sewn for you. Allah says, are you buying the cloth? Are you sewing the clothes? Are you wearing them? No, Allah is giving this. Allah, I'm grateful to you. Everything was yours and I am grateful to you. All your previous and future sins will be forgiven. Imagine, Fajr Salah. And someone goes from here, someone goes from there. Such a big practice. All night long, Allah gave you sleep and ease and rest. And first, Allah Ta'ala didn't make you sick. He didn't give you a stroke. He didn't give you illness. He didn't give you disasters. He didn't put your house on fire. You're safe and secure and peaceful. And you get up and you pray Salah and run away from Allah's masjid. Allah says, okay, fine. The other person says, no, I don't go. No, Allah, I won't depart from here. This is something to think about. Allah, I am so weak, I was weak, I went to sleep, how dare I was coughing, I had a flu, a cold, I was distressed, I don't know how I came to the mosque. Allah, you're so merciful to me, your blessings, you allowed me to come to your home, I sat down, Allah, I'm going to be grateful to you. He sits down, he starts to do the dhikr of Allah. This is the hadith. He starts, he sits, he's doing shukr of Allah, he's grateful to Allah. He sits in the shukr of Allah, he starts doing the dhikr of Allah, the sun comes out. He prays two rakah nafal. for Allah Ta'ala's gratefulness. Because this salah at that time, Ishraq, we are doing for gratefulness to Allah. Allah, I am grateful to you, Allah, for what you've given to me, for what's going to come. Allah says in the announcement, O angels, how many parts are there in his body? He has done shukr for this reason that I bought him nicely. How many parts are there in his body? 360 joints in his body, said Rasulullah ﷺ in the hadith. And Allah Ta'ala said that all of these joints, he has given the haq, he has paid his dues, the sadaqah for these joints. And then go put into his pocket the reward. One accepted hajj and one accepted umrah, thawab, reward. And one has gone, and one half an hour, one left after salah straight away, and the other one continue to do the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, being grateful to Allah is a great ibadah, and this is such an ibadah, such a worship. Every second Allah ta'ala's rahmah, ni'mah drops, descends. You drink water, be grateful to Allah. Every second, every moment, you have an opportunity to be grateful to Allah. And this ibadah, the tariqah, the method is very simple. How easy is it? How easy? Let me tell you. فَاذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِ وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. The technique, the method of being grateful to Allah is so easy. Allah's prescribed it to us. What is it? The dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah is worship. The remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah is the prime way of being the grateful servant of Allah. The person who does the dhikr of Allah, he is the greatest shakir. Remember this. The person who does dhikr of Allah, who remembers Allah, is the greatest shakir, is the grateful servant of Allah. And the person who doesn't do dhikr, he is the biggest ungrateful person in the world. It's apparent. The person who doesn't pray salah, how will he be a person who prays salah? Will he be a musalli? So a person, when he does dhikr, then he's doing shukr. So to be grateful servant of Allah, you have to do dhikr. And there are different kalamat of dhikr that from which you are the shakir. So how do you become a shakir? A grateful servant of Allah. How do you give gratefulness to Allah, pay gratitude to Allah? By doing the dhikr of Allah. This is a very long topic, lengthy, wide topic. And if we get the opportunity, we'll discuss this. But Allah Ta'ala said, how can you give your gratefulness to me? How can you show your gratitude to me? Allah Ta'ala says, by doing the dhikr of Allah. How, brothers? How? Say it loudly. Dhikr of Allah. Because in every breath we have to give Allah Ta'ala the shukr of our breath. And Allah says, in every breath you should do my dhikr. Allah has prepared in every breath the ability to show our gratitude to Allah. So Allah says that you have to pray. So Allah Ta'ala said, don't worry, I will prepare for you. In every corner of the world you go, there are masjids, the house of Allah. Because Allah gave us the order to pray salah in jama'ah, so Allah Ta'ala prepared the masjids in the world himself. In the same way, Allah gave the hukum for us to do shukr, to be grateful to him. So Allah Ta'ala gave us a heart, because every second we have to do shukr to Allah. So Allah said, every second do my dhikr, so you can be and do my shukr, so you can be grateful to me and show your gratitude, and you will be written in the list of the grateful people who gave gratitude to Allah. So my brothers, do dhikr with passion, desire, and zest. When you do the dhikr of Allah, what should be intention? Allah, we are grateful to your ni'mas. I'm telling you a new formula. Whenever you do dhikr, have no other intention. No other intention. Just one intention. Allah, Allah, your ni'mas that you've given to me, to us, we are grateful to you for what you've given to us. That's it. You give us the tawfiq to do your ibadah. May Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.